heaven. Neither was simply refrained from rising up to be worshipped.
I think that was very interesting, very nice. Otherwise, you won't have time to discuss. In fact, some of them feel like it's very unique.
They are taking God and something unique. Especially the Rascal Darwin theory, which we are, I don't know, and they are so my father was money, very the Rascal has convinced him that your father was grandfather, so money, and you are sad. The monkey has become mad.
What is it? It's nonsense.
Hmm?
It's nonsense.
It's really nonsense. How much time of the example is it? The grand aspect is that it. And he is saying that the basic principle of anthropology. The whole world is one. All scientists are combined making is that in the all of this is what it is.
Ram Ram,
the Lord has come here. The Holy God, Allah. In the Padma Puran, in the text, Brahma Dhi Jiva Jati. You know this one? Brahma Dhi. There are different forms of body, of jiva. Very well suspected. Very well understanding, how we are to meet you. Such a man, generous. So what? That you have a receiver. This is something. I think I've very come to the other way of water. I could come there. Must be there some, feel there some. Many other bugs and bones and some. Galaya. And the number is of gives. Level of in this way, Dhamma Dhi Jiva Jati. The soul, the living entity, we turn them Jiva Jati. Then we just see them in the moment. If he's here, then he's here. And 5 years ago, he said, Prasad Jehandrapta. What is Nalsan Dharma? He said, Dresser, Seva Levi Sandhya. Jivajati, they are already existing, one after another. What is it? Your father is there. Manti. Why Manti is there? Your father is there. Why you have got this one? Anyway, that's it. They change the world. So, this so-called science is very hungry. Personal false understanding. Now, this is very interesting. Next step, the living entity is completely different from the ages. It depends on any kind of mental. It seems to me then there is understanding. What about the spiritual? Actually, the spiritual is the basis of all activity. Even from Mahavan, they even have it. It's only because the living entity is there. All activity is in it. Well, we have taken care of this garden and let them live. Not that all of a sudden the bliss has developed to the garden. Well, what is it not? What is that saying? Something is good. Chance is fine.
We are proving that all the theories are wrong, one by one.
Yeah. And that why one thing is kept in darkness in the name of science. सिद्धि ना करे ज्ञान फले सरस्वती ज्ञान फले जदा सती ज्ञान फल यह लागू होता है कई श्री सत्र
Actually, a newsletter issued by the International Society for the Study of the Origin of Life from Kempo. They just said that international meeting in Japan stopped at the discussion. I'm a member, so they send me a newsletter, called newsletter, international newsletter for the origin of life. They have a very interesting thing. The next meeting is in 1981, that's in Israel. So, we thought, I was actually thinking of presenting a paper this last meeting, but somehow time was short for us. So, we are thinking of presenting a paper with all of the whole scientific community all over. So, I just think it was very interesting to present our viewpoint and make it very strong. It's a very small number, but our thoughts will be very challenging to all of them. So the mathematics and the physics and together. And they like, as we say, they have also a journal, called the Journal of the Origin of Life. And there they write only about chemistry. And everything is just like a story. Make it, so we make it a fairy tale. It's like a molecular fairy tale. And it's very appropriate. That's all our stories in the house. And it might be like you talked about 4.5 million. Yeah, they're making stories about everything.
It's more joy, goodness, background, literature, and probably.
I'm also feeling that in the last 5 years ago, scientists they were very arrogant about 10 years ago. Tend to think that we just make a little bit on the humble side. They are not as arrogant as they used to be about 10 years ago. We can talk this way in the West, but now since they promised all these things, and up till now, actually we have all those things that they promised about 10 years ago. Now nothing's happening. So they're having a second thought that maybe whatever they thought, it's all wrong. So, it's very timely that we put in our opportune time, just in the right of time.
Now they will change place.
This movement is very dangerous. First they thought we were finished and people were clacking cymbals. Now they're beginning to feel the weight. Thank you.
that's right. Bina Maske. The Siddha has this name, it is not that. It's going up. It's going as high as a mountain. And then it could not go up. Then he wanted to snatch the child and throw it. But the child wrapped the milk of Sinanasan Gopura. He could not. The result was that he fell down. And the child was killed.
So the same way, Western civilization will fall down and die. And he will go and say,
from the very leading scientists in the world, on our side, at least few, let's say about two, that's enough. That's that guy in our team, and that might be the best thing. That must have come from the United States.
Yes. We don't have enough materials to convince none of life.
Why do they have to come here?
Well, it's true. Now they suspect. Anything comes from the stage, that's a fact. So, sometimes all the medium scientists that they grow out in the church, even if they are coming from other countries, they all get together in the church. Everybody goes there. And, so something coming from the church, the common respect by all the leading men all over the world. So, this is why I want to attack the United States right now, bringing up momentum from all over. And make a strong presentation in the States.
You are having a nice policy to go and make it in Canada. And actually, it is so happy. You are done. And then guy is around for the next. Easy. That money you have learned as a king.
Yeah.
And that got my hand.
He tried here first.
And then he left. Yeah. That's the time. Now that I wanted to go to London. New York.
Anyone else would have gone to London?
Yeah, to go to London, some country would go to England. I don't like it. Thank God I can go to New York.
Very modern changes.
It's so easy.
Everybody is attracted to go to the church nowadays. Even I was attracted when I had a choice to go any place in the world because I got a scholarship from the Mungan. Versus politics. I could study in any part of the world. And I could also choose any school I like. Then I told the interview board in Delhi, there was a man from England at the time. That was what I left. And I told him that I don't want to go to England. He was a little offended. But and I don't know, students call us going outside and going to the States. That is their
really facility. Yeah, I am a good expector.
Yes, I'm sure that the scientists, from the leading scientists, will accept.
I would like to say I'm really my father. He's my mother.
is it a normal journal for the Americans? Are they friendly? Very nice, actually, in general. Yeah, I studied in California. I was a stranger, but it really looked like a friend. They're very different from England. England is very conservative. They don't say hello and different.
England? Nothing general. What? I'll tell you. In that respect, other countries are different. They are the British Empire. Still part. That is scary as something like British Empire. Now they are earning money for it to send British Empire. Now the condition of business.
They make money by tourism.
Stop to the Parliament and million stop. Artificially, they maintain atmosphere and it's
You
gave it up as useful. You
talk
Oh yeah, she's a director. She works on the natural parts of their interest in Bhagavad Gita.
What is the interest?
I don't know his background.
I think
it looks like in his 60s.
Man,
we are discussing about life, and he was talking about the Gita that is within the atom.
He?
Krishna is within the atom. Atom.
Atom is matter. And within the atom, very well.
Yes.
Very well.
But the point was that the point was that there is life within the atom, but that life is not, the consciousness is not developing to the extent that
that is very much. It's like the cat, the leg. It is not consciousness, it's not there. That doesn't mean there is no God. That is not there yet. The same sky and he's doing it. That's James Buddy. King Andrews. So, what did he do then? He went, and he had attended his party. He found Christmas like my daughter. And then he started studying another body. Yes.
There's life in the end. Many material.
Yes.
But we wanted to avoid that job.
Did you get combination of atoms?
In order to make a distinction between the life and matter, somebody to do with material science and community. We were thinking of presenting in a manner that matters though in the spiritual sense there's nothing like matter. But still it's matter.
And very nice. Matter brother. Without spirit, there's no existence in that. They say, spirit means consciousness. You see, in this thing, here is consciousness. And this is the answer, there is no consciousness. Is made. But the male has grown from the things. So therefore, unconscious man. Unconscious. Not that unconscious man. Unconsciousness means absent of consciousness.
Unconsciousness also means no life?
Hmm?
Does it also mean no life?
Yes. Everything is conscious. When there is forgetfulness, there is nothing. So, and sometimes the discovery of God. There is no such thing as unconsciousness. As long as consciousness is discovered, evidence, negation.
That becomes matter.
Let me say matter.
But the distinction
is absent of consciousness. Good.
You say covered consciousness. Covered consciousness. The body is matter, the spirit is conscious.
The distinction that we're making is so proper, that matter is the inferior part of that absolute truth. Life is the superior part. And without bien, bien pleasant.
It's really a secret.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, in the sense,
everything is free. Tadlam kalulam lam. Therefore, there is no matter. How the matter name and the Trinity is not discovered. But people are rascals. Then they know. And he said, intelligent, the knowledge. That comes for the reason. Then in our situation, that you are thinking and not you are getting mad. This is Kirtan going on. You do not understand where it is. Only topic on Krishna, then. Avamad Bhayasa, did you eat them? So he asked it to me, in this good time, he became perfect by Kirtan. What kind of Kirtan did he do?
Bhagavad.
You were thinking simply by Ramchand Padra and Kirtan. Anything we do, yes. There is no material connection. It is Krishna. We are not talking before, as we increase our business and enjoy all that of life. There is no problem. We are trying to tell you, Krishna. It's so much local Gunanu and energy. We're going to do something additional.
When I went from Delhi to Calcutta in the plane, I happened to salute Douglas Chatterjee, Oshima Chatterjee from Calcutta University.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lady, woman, but she's very well-known international scientist here to come. Her name is Oshima Chatterjee. And I never saw her, so I was sitting side by side in the next building, Calcutta University. She discovered some drugs. That's why she became famous. And she's also a member of the scientific and Council of Scientific and Industrial Research all over India. And also a member of Industry Grants Commission. So she told me that she went to for a meeting to attend in Delhi. And there was also an engineer who was sitting in between me and her, and I was discussing about our plan about scientific content on consciousness. He was also the model from Calcutta. And somehow she became very interested in hearing about our talk. I was explaining that how science is misleading, thinking that life can be chemical. And I was talking about how life can be non-chemical and non-physical. So, Chatterjee immediately joined the talk, and I immediately recognized that he must be Chatterjee. So I asked, are you Dr. Chatterjee? I never saw her before, but I just guessed right. She was Dr. Oshima Chatterjee, and I became very interested in the talk. And then she was completely agreeing to our discussion that life is something spiritual beyond looking at anything. So she actually invited me to come and give a talk in Hamilton Park in Calcutta University. And so I said they were coming back with our scientific group from consciousness and would like to present the philosophy in the chemical department. So like that, there are many
recruits from
very favorably. And a person like that, the Krishna's mercy, that never saw her before, but just happened to be in the right time. And she thought that whatever is seen in the Western thought about this Darwinian philosophy is also wrong. So I requested her that it is your duty, a responsibility, as a leading scientist, at least, to also present this knowledge. You have always said that whatever knowledge is coming from the West, telling the science, you have said that it is the alchemy. But don't you also present this genuine scientific knowledge, the Gita, as a special science? That way, the knowledge is starting properly. She said yes. She actually felt the necessity, and she was actually preaching a lot of consciousness that things are being discussed, consciousness society. And she had a great hope that if this can be put on, and the prophet can be really accepted in the society community. So I requested her also to help us in different capacities. Like articles, we are publishing in the journal of the Vijnana. You can print it, you can publicize more, and more presentation of Vedic science and knowledge. So, like that, I want to generate some momentum among the leading Indian scientists in our side. It will be very helpful. And if someone is also there, they're trying to come in, it's stupid.
Good, Jesse.
I told the same thing to this Professor Kundu. So you know all these things, but you just didn't silence. You never speak out. You only accept that whatever commentary is coming from the West, it is our knowledge, scientific knowledge. Because it's our best. They all said they were originally doing things. Yes. That is why we want that we have some very strong discussion with all the ones who could use to explain the world to get ready to write.
I think you mentioned one of his books that he has proved that the plants are also have feelings.
Maybe he's confused. He's the first one.
You
know who the children are? Yeah. Older than our father. But that's true. Okay. And I think of you. Main believe that. This is not going to show you who it is. This is redness. This is redness. That's fullness. That is very young and very good to my family. Very good to my family.
That everybody knows. That everybody knows.
Redness.
English are expert in diplomacy. That's Dr. Sharma here. He was saying that the English, they took advantage of, I forget it was one of the Seneca Punish or one other book about military rulers, some book that they had, and every one of them would have a copy of it translated into English. They all keep the copies on their desk. How to subdue by diplomacy and politics. They were all told to learn this book.
The title of our conference is Bhaktivedanta Vigyan Conference in Vrindavan. Or
Vigyan Vedic Conference.
It is a scientific conference.
It's an alien, that's a James Bridges likeness.
Will you take a likeness or call it?
He doesn't look real, I'm just saying he's never thanks.
No, this is the Bhakti Vedanta Vijnan Conference. That includes everything. I have taken that idea because in the States, in the United States, there's a conference called Gordon Conference. And it's, I want to develop this in the future as a regular feature of our movement. Organize this conference all over the world. We'll title it Bhakti Vedanta Vijnan Conference. And it involves all sources of knowledge. That's like Gordon Conference. They have a meeting in Boston in August in chemistry. And Gordon Conference is in all fields, in physics, chemistry, humanities. It's very respected all over the academic world. So we also wanted to generate a visual scientific conference on along these lines. You can make it down. So is the title sound not so attractive to the focus?
Yes. They may not
take it seriously.
What's that? They don't mean it's not. They don't mean that.
Yes.
And it's not known as in Bhakti. That is what we learn to know, thank you.
They should learn the real meaning of Bhakti Vedanta. Mm. And they take it wrong, but we should teach them what it really means. You always point out that sometimes people say that Bhakti is sentimental, but where is there more scientific person in Jiva Goswami's more
philosophical? In the last day on earth, the Mother of the Himalaya, and he had passed on this day, and the Mother of the Himalaya, and the last part of the earth. The thing with the other is, I don't know even the garden of the earth. So, unless you understand this, Supreme Court is not. There is no knowledge. And if you understand this kind of smart, then you understand everything. But you need to get it. Everyone needs to get it. The stars are compounded in Devana.
As soon as I say Bhaktivedanta, he immediately realized that this is the personal aspect or deals with personalism or personal philosophy. So it is also a good effect on those who have some meaning, know some meaning about it. So we can make it
and there's very personal consciousness. There is no personal bhakti. Bhakti means you will to understand the person. Bhakta Mamavya. Mam is person. Aham Mam.
ये आइडिया ब्रह्म रिसीव आइडिया पर पर्सनल आइडिया जिससे सबका भाव हो गया इतना दिन पर्सनल ना अच्छा कर सबकी चीज होता है Is that concerned with Krishna's expansion project? Is only concerned with him, but he didn't decide what is in my mind. Again, something is not in there. Let me remember Nara. Please take my time away. The personal conception is so strong. It is less to see God the Kabul and Shabbat.
Therefore, transcends
Gan. That is Gan. So scientific, it's very difficult to also describe it in a scientific language. We are at the root. We are describing that light or Atma as such. Sometimes there are so many experiments. So that I know that there is life. So we are proposing that yes, the experiment is Bhakti Yoga.
An example can be given.
Suppose
a man in hydrogen,
his mother is killing him. She is dying. But if the son says, no, let me taste like hydrogen, and then he says, would your mother like it? You don't like it that much. Once I give a lecture at an university in a private community. And I tried to introduce this Bhakti Yoga in a scientific language and found it difficult, but I tried to bring the idea by comparing that an electron, in order to study an electron, we actually take advantage of a field where an electric current can be generated. Otherwise, the property of electrons cannot be studied in a scientific experiment. Similarly, we establish that Atma being non-physical and non-chemical is spiritual and it also has personal character and the take advantage of a personal feature where one can have direct relationship between this individual Atma and the Supreme Soul also a Supreme Atma. And the relationship of the study of this will be the experimental study. And that experiment is Bhakti Yoga.
The living being is the temple of God.
You said the living being is the
temple.
Actually, it's very true and also very scientific to propose this simile because life being non-material.
You know, maybe right.
They don't understand.
They don't understand.
But what is the difference?
The difference is that paper is so important. The seed is so heavy. And he's maintaining this bona. That is, both of them quality is same. But one is maintaining, others are being maintained. One is predominator, others are predominator. That is. Asla, Vija. So therefore, when you come to the Asla, I'm very
close. You're all Vishaya. Every learner who is Vishaya and Krishna is the only Asla.
Everybody is making believe that they're Asha, trying to gain the worship of others.
Yeah.
False Asha.
Only you believe that you want to be Asha. Landy wanted to be Asha. Then you will get that. Get out. Your desire is a trying to ask for. Clean education. That is false here now.
I was the class one.
Because you know the aspect. Exactly.
That's what my team members. And then that's my Bhakti Vinod Ashram.
Yeah, it's great to master yourself.
No. You can ask for the under the center.
Spiritual master is also Vishaya.
Everyone is Vishaya, Asura. Ultimate Asura is Krishna. But the Khagaram Yanna. There is no more superior.
And we say that because the spiritual master is taking shelter of Krishna, he is also.
That's what he does.
Not only
electrified. Priya, this. Therefore, you can ask for that. Asra Lalya Bhaje Krishna Nahi Sarit Kaji. Arsa Moryapa. Arsa Moryapa. Asra Lalya Bhaje Krishna Sarit Nahi Kaji. Arsa Moryapa. Arsa Simpliyasi.
mental attitude of the inquirers or of the speakers in this bhakti process. He also said it plays a very important role in understanding this relationship between the jiva or individual life, atma and paramatma, these two relationships. So we suppose that into this, based on psychological interactions, really determine the thinking. So the attitude should be on the should be humble, and it should not be arrogant, and it should feel the limitations. Actually, we try to bring all the grammatical qualities in order to study this bhakti yoga in a scientific manner, and represent it like that, briefly, in the scientific community. And it was mildly accepted. Various thinking that
the Japanese society, they must be qualified by your last case to Europe.
It's like in an experiment, in a scientific experiment. We have so many conditions.
That's this morning I have this. Balayu anayu rinam. Ram samayu rinam. Anuayu. Bindu.
Thank you.
Tangini Brahma Vidani says, Vagun is said by Tangini Brahma Vidani says, Balayu Anayu Vidani Lama Vidani.
From his Brahma Vidam Shrestha, Sangsharan Karthamarsati, Balayor and Ayor Renan, Janmana Brahmano Guru.
Janmana Brahmano Guru. And soon as you take Bal, Brahman is your Guru. The very Brahma. Pandijanatha. The Guru may be here. Where is the Guru? There was the Guru. As soon as you came back, there was the Brahma. Is it what you've done? That's because it's deciding the experience, how jackals and tigers and witches, did I know that? The first time I think he's doing that, it must be done. How should we organize? What kind of members there should be? No. The first energy, your brain is filled as a tool. How to mental cycle is next?
kids. You know not about me.
Tabii varaus sakari tam pika pika pika. Tara dedi. Kus. Kus. Ne sona eline kumi. Oğum bay oğum. Tabii varaus sakari. Eline kumi sen sayı dogs and hogs and camels and cats. Atelya mı bu? Public, the dogs, hogs, camels, and they're creating one, Peter. So what do you do? Another big thing, another big camel, another big cat. Jurasana is a big enemy. These leaders, they are only big enemies. The enemy is not alive. A very powerful that there is an enemy. An enemy. Maybe an enemy can say, fly. Yeah.
If you win time, it's more important than it is less. It doesn't matter, it's a little child, it's second eye of the dog. And immediately you feel that, yes, that is what makes the land very important. The Brahmanical qualifications are prerequisites to not this happy experiment. That's why we want to bring it indirectly, even in the scientific lecture, by making similes normal conditions necessary to do any experiment. So make it a condition necessary. Otherwise, you cannot just do the experiment without fulfilling this
Bhagavatam.
Dr. Kishore, your godbrother, has an article that was published in Back to Godhead. So he proves that spirit can be brought out of matter, providing that the bhakti, the Brahmin, the person develops Brahminical qualities to form purity. We use the example of Prahlad Maharaj. That because Prahlad Maharaj had developed such a pure love for Krishna, Krishna came out of the material element, Silla, and proved himself, here is God. So spirit came right out of matter. So he, Dr. Kapoor used the point that if you want to see spirit, qualify yourself. Then you begin to see spirit, you can make spirit come right out of
matter. Then you can tell you.
I think that's a good example. That the one that we are using, same simile, in order to study this life being non-physical. So the experiment also has to be non-physical. Mm-hmm. Not that directly with this, just like any other material experiment. So those conditions necessarily have to be fulfilled in order to conduct this experiment. And so they become very quiet. The audience doesn't can say it at the same time quiet. Let them think. Yes, these things are part of the human thinking and at very high levels. So since the experiments are non-physical, the conditions necessary must be very subtle. Because the diet of money also plays a very important role. And the brain has to be very clean, and the habit must be very clean. Otherwise, these experiments
are not turning the tree. These are not turning the tree. I don't think you have to do something, but I don't think you have to do something. I don't think you have to do something. Please do that for the margin. When the time for the God is not, he is done for the Avadran. He is Avadran. Beginning.
Jesus would have given us so many wonderful instructions to go, but we can develop the expression of it very easily.
I just had the one person.
Yes, acceptable. Oh yes.
Both institutions have developed.
They have got. They are doing many kinds of research on life. They are specializing on life sciences. But they have also been taken away by the Western ideas. Get it. So, first of all, when I went, actually there is a professor called Professor Parker in Science College. He was my former teacher, so he took me along. So it makes things very easy because he knew all of them. And he had great appreciation for us, Dr. Parker. Professor, full-time professor, and he knew all these friends, these scientists there. First of all, Dr. Parker introduces me from the International Society of Consciousness, which former student, but now fully engaged in the scientific consciousness. So, that's how the concept of religion. And not only is not speaking about religion, he's speaking about the science of life, and about the fundamental principles of life and matter, and its origins. Then they changed their little outlook, yes. Then they became, they opened up their mouths, and then started talking. And once they start talking, then we can generate some platform where we can actually discuss. This Amitabha Sen is a professor in Boston School. First of all, he asked my qualifications. He said, what do I have? Then I said, I studied in the States, and I had the CV, and I was working with mine. And actually, I told him all the sophisticated experiments that we did when I was studying. And he was very impressed with those ideas or experiments that I did, which they don't do here. And he asked me, first of all, he was interested, how you left those things. And he become, he was careful. Then at that point, I got the opportunity to explain how science is an attempt to see the unknown laws of nature. In other words, to find at least the ultimate cause or the absolute truth. Vaguely, in a sense, at least among those highly thoughtful scientists, they think like that. So, what we are seeing at this stage of our scientific age, that science is not giving those answers. Rather, science is failing. We thought that people like this, that, and so many experiments, and so much knowledge is uncovered, but we do not know anything about life. The limitations of the scientific knowledge. So there must be something higher. It cannot be a finishing stage at this moment. There must be something higher than the only that we know so far. That is why I was interested in knowing more about the principles of life. It cannot be just coming momentarily for some time, staying in the family and getting some old scriptures. That cannot be the ultimate. It must be something higher. And because I understood what I meant. And he accepted that it's true that he agreed. Yes, we are not. The knowledge that we have from able to give all the answers. In fact, science doesn't know anything about life. But we are living this most important knowledge of life. And just spreading something garbage in the name of scientific knowledge.
So he did.
So he became very interested. Well, it took me an hour. So I just told him about 5 minutes. Again, and extended about an hour. It's a very interesting talk. And he became pretty impressed with the ideas about Bhagavad Gita. And Dr. Sundu asked me, what sloka are you using from Bhagavad Gita? That I was studying on Nainam Kingdom Dishasrami, Nainam Dhati Bhavaka. He was developing that in a scientific language. And he was very impressed with our presentation for the nature of consciousness and quantum physics. So they thought that it is very unique, and they never thought that this could be done. They had great respect for the Prabhupada also. They had read the probably the Gita interview. They actually accepted that and developed a lot of scientific thoughts, appropriating with our current scientific frame from Bhagavad Gita. So once they have that feeling developed properly, and unlimited scientific knowledge. It's all the Prabhupada's mercy. But all these people are getting at least a second thought. Being born in this material world, just being carried away by some sort of temporary knowledge without really knowing what real knowledge is yet. Now, by Prabhupada's mercy, they've been given the opportunity also to think about it. result.
Let us get ready, let us know. Let us know. Never. Maharishi Yogi is also almost finished. Almost. Nobody just finished it. I sent an article with a few weeks ago about Maharishi Yogi, how he's, he has not been accepted. Rather, beating many other leaders because that's the respect.
When he's going out, how strongly you were preaching, especially his, some of his student teachers who sent the message that as they're not feeling well, you can take a good breath.
Don't worry.
as a local discussion take us to the rest of the world.
Recently, I saw a book in Boston. It was from England. That book, the title is called The Origin of Johnny. Johnny is the name of a little boy. And
Johnny Walker.
And it is very interesting, that book. That was the Origin of Species. That was Darwin's book. This was the modern version of Darwin's book. But this book is full of nice colors. All molecules, DNA and all these nice modern looking molecules. And then there's the start. In the beginning, it starts like this. In the beginning, there was a big blank.
Yeah,
there was a blank. There was a void. You can have blank. And the way it started, it was whatever was given by this kind called Pitt. Watson, Pitt is in Cambridge. And Watson is in Harvard. But these two men were the men who discovered the structure of this DNA molecule, the death of an early life. And they got the Nobel Prize for this. And Pitt was writing. And first day, saying that this is the way that we have understood about life. But everything was started like that, from plants, and somehow the molecules got together, and then became Johnny, later on. And you can make a nice story of it. They make such a story that sometimes they make the little children live, and thought that it might be the fact.
Dead is dead.
Yeah, so we titled it called Chemical Evolution of Molecular Cell Care. And we have given up. We also have a little chapter called Intellectual Dishonesty. Someone who's scientist said, let's be honest about it. These things are not scientific.
And this is a very strange thing. Yes, there is. Good news. Thank you for the morning.
Yes.
And then it is exposed on the hope. This is interesting. There are many things. One thing was what is that? A big monkey.
King Kong.
King Kong. They produced some chemical allergies. That is the studio. And the monkey plant.
And they showed them going up and down the Empire State Building.
And it was so interesting to gather so much public
safety. I have another one, King Kong Returns. The village very popular. They made another one where they go into the human body. They make the man very small. And then they turn him on a chip through the human body. And he's fighting with germs. He gets attacked by germs. The whole thing is very believable.
That's Frankenstein.
We get elected in Gainesville, Florida, of last year. So Omarendra had a nice poster about our letters. I don't exactly remember, Frankenstein or Einstein. And describing about a little bit about our talk, that light cannot come from matter. And we had a nice quarter all over these campuses. Yeah, some came in the temple. We also did ministry in a physics class called Physics for Skeptics, the title of the class. That's very interesting.
people.